From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Oh, indeed, it's a good morning, TGIF. Thanking God it's Friday. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, this fifth day of February. How are you? Well, I'll tell you what, it's 43 degrees here at the KSLM studios, and I am doing just fine with a little warmer weather. Yes, some rain in the forecast, a little bit of a drizzle, but we're used to that because we're Oregonians, right? And as we look at the next few days, we're going to stay right about 50 degrees for our high temperature with that rain in the forecast. And it looks like the beginning of next week, we'll see some sun peeking through, temperatures remaining in the 40s, high 40s, low 50s. So excited to have this Friday arrive, and looking towards the weekend, what do you have planned for this weekend, my friends? There's lots to start engaging in as we move through the month of February and into spring. There's a huge, huge article in the journal today, the Statesman Journal, in regards to the possibility and working towards school at some level reopening to face-to-face teaching with our kids starting on March 2nd. So we'll continue to watch that story as it develops, continue to get the information out as it develops. That was in the Statesman Journal this morning. Want to remind you, we've got some community calendar events coming up, and I want to share with you to get so that you can get registered. First and foremost, there's going to be a biblical citizenship class on February 14th at the People's Church. Again, this is so important. This is an ongoing class every Sunday for several weeks that really gives us the information that we need of why it's important that we participate in our communities and in the, you know, in the election process and at the school board level, at the city council level, even at dog catcher, the water board level. I was shocked filling out my ballot. No one was even saying, I want to be in these positions for like water board and things like that. It's very, very important. And so get signed up for that class. Also, we have a wonderful opportunity to have a virtual breakfast. It sounds kind of interesting. With a chief of police here in Salem, we have a brand new chief. Go to salempolicefoundation.org and get signed up. That's a breakfast virtually, February 18th. And then Chris Ann Hall will be here. And of course, she was on the air yesterday. And now that interview is on our podcast at kslm.news. If you want to go back and listen to that or share that with friends or family, she will be here at the River Church on February 19th and 20th. Kind of the same thing, why we need to be engaged in the process and what we can do to defend our civil liberties and really get an instruction on our Constitution and get equipped. So Chris Ann Hall, go to theriverNW.com to get registered today. And I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this day and this interview for a little while as we have such a wonderful treasure in our area. And this is something that is so important and has been important part of my life and my development that I wanted to share it with you. But first, let's listen to this.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Oh, yes. Take me out to the ball game. And that comes from kids' songs, super simple songs. And there is nothing more American than baseball and apple pie. And in the studio with me, I have Mickey Walker. Thank you for joining me. You are with the Volcano Stadium right here in the Kaiser area. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, Stacy. Thank you so much for having me on. I couldn't be more excited.
Well, I'm telling you, there is nothing more exciting than talking baseball. And I come from a family where my dad coached Little League for my brothers growing up, and my brothers played in this area all the way through. And I was in fast-paced fast pitch softball for many years and have a lot of friends still in the area that we played softball with. And it's neat to have you here and to get an update on what's going on with the stadium. And just for our listeners, just because it's fun for me to share this with you, coming back to Oregon, one of the top five things I was looking forward to is a baseball game, because there is nothing like it in this community. Baseball is a big part of who we are and have been, right? Talk to us a little bit about baseball and the history of that in this area.
Well, absolutely. It's a big part of this area. I mean, the Volcanoes have been around for 25 plus years now. So, I mean, right off I-5, it's pretty hard to miss. Mm-hmm. If you've ever driven through Salem or Kaiser, you notice the nice stadium right there off of I-5. And it's something that's always been important to me. You know, I grew up playing in this community all the way through, played at McNary High School there in Kaiser. And so it's a big part of this community. And as you said, there's nothing more American than baseball.
Well, and what a interesting year that we have had this last year. And you guys heard, it got a kind of a blow in that what you knew, and we knew COVID, you know, kind of upended everything. But on top of that, and you guys kind of pivoted and you did some things during that. And I want to get into that a little more a little later. But you have kind of turned lemonade out of lemons, because you had something happen where talk to us a little bit about that and what you're doing now and shifting a little bit.
Sure. Well, last year, I guess 2 years ago now, in 2019, Major League Baseball unveiled a plan to contract the minor leagues. Specifically, about 25% of all minor league teams across the country were eliminated by minor league baseball, mm-hmm. Major League Baseball. And unfortunately, we fell on the short list of those teams and ended up losing our affiliation with the San Francisco Giants and Major League Baseball itself. And, you know, after going through 2020, you know, we had kind of become pretty good at making lemonade out of lemons. Mm-hmm. And so we figured we were still going to figure out a way to keep baseball in this community, high-level baseball. And there are a variety of different options, but we ended up, you know, creating a four-team independent league, which we're very excited about. And, you know, it's received quite a bit of national attention and local attention as well. And we really couldn't be more excited about what 2021 holds and the future as well.
Now, growing up, I remember going to the feeder team games, and I believe it was called the Salem Senators maybe back then, and you're bringing that back, right?
Yes, we are. They are one of the four teams in the league, the Salem Senators, and then we're thrilled to bring back the Portland Mavericks, who are just an iconic independent team. There's mm-hmm. actually a documentary about them on Netflix called The Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Wow.
Really funny. It's a great, great documentary, but it has a lot of history to it, and, you know, that's something similar to what we're going to be shooting for at the park this year, is a lot of that type of attitude. And then, of course, the Campesinos de Salem Kaiser, which was our Copa de la Diversión moniker for mm-hmm. 2020 that mm-hmm. we unfortunately didn't get to mm-hmm. unveil because we didn't get to have a season. But we're going to bring them back with the Volcanoes and the Senators, and that's going to be our four-team league.
That's fantastic. And the kickoff date is when?
May 13th, opening day.
Woo! That's so exciting. And so May 13th, the stadium will open and we will get to participate, right? And so what is your website? We'll start out with there if people want to start looking and getting tickets.
Absolutely. It's mavericksindependentleague.com. So we have all of our ticket packages available there. We're not allowing any orders over online right now, just mm-hmm. because we don't know exactly what COVID restrictions will look like
sure.
for the summer. So we're doing all of our orders over the phone to make sure we can explain to people the variability of what's going to be going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, we can't really assign seats because we don't know if you're going to have to be two seats away from someone
right.
or a full row. So we're kind of waiting to have a clearer idea of what those restrictions will be like. But we are taking orders, reserving seats, just not specific seats.
What is the capacity of your stadium if it was full and we could be right next to each other?
Sure. So the listed capacity is about 4,300, but mm-hmm. we've actually had about 5,600 in the stadium before, because we have the berm area down the left field line, kind of the grassy area, and bleachers down the right field line as mm-hmm. well that aren't actually counted in our listed capacity. So our listed capacity is about 4,300.
And if our listeners, if you're online and you're not in the direct area, and if you recall coming to Salem, the stadium is right along the interstate. You can't miss it, right by the Kaiser Station. It's a beautiful campus, gorgeous campus, in fact. How many acres do you have there? Do you know?
Yeah, it's about 20 acres.
Yeah.
The field itself is about eight, you know, the stadium and the mm-hmm. field all together, and then the parking lot, there's about 12. So all together, there's about 20 acres there.
And there's so much that goes on to, you know, the back game to the front game that actually happens. And a lot of individuals that are involved in that process. And I'm sure with COVID and having to lay people off, I don't know if you have contracts with the concession stands and things like that, but I bet everybody that ripple effect, knowing you're moving towards that again, it's pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, it's extremely exciting. Yeah. Like you mentioned earlier, we kind of repurposed the stadium through the summer of 2020, and that allowed us to keep most of our staff on, and all
good.
Of our staff has come back on full time, and we're extremely proud of that. And that was something we really wanted to make sure that we were able to do, was to take care of our people and the people who have been loyal to us. And so that was very high priority, and we're very happy to have been able to keep most everyone on during 2020 and have everyone back on now. So
now this is a family adventure, right? And you are the family. Your family is the one that built this and had the vision for it and has maintained it all these years, right?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Jerry, my father, mm-hmm. he started the business, came down with my mother, and they built the stadium in 1997. Mm-hmm. I was actually born in 97, so I've grown up with it my entire life. And so now I've kind of stepped into the role as, mm-hmm. You know, things have developed and as mm-hmm. I've graduated and moved on with my life. And so I've kind of stepped into running the day-to-day operations of it, and now they're kind of in the background helping me out.
I love it. So when is your birthday?
October 5th.
So I have a son that was born in 1997 as well, and he'll be having a birthday here in a couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
And so you're right in that
same age.
That's so cool. There is nothing more fulfilling as a parent to watch your children do better and succeed and go further than we did. And that's a true testament to your parents in coaching you, in a sense, in life, you know, to see you excel in doing what their heart's desire is. That's awesome.
Absolutely. It's not always smooth working in a family business,
sure.
as you may know. It's
sure.
there's a lot of bumps and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. But it's only because we're so passionate about mm-hmm. it, and we all are striving for the same thing. But there's always a little bit of butting of heads, of course, as well.
One of the things I like to say in family or with good friends, grace and space, right? When you're
That's
working
right.
through
That's
some
right.
of those bumps, a lot of grace, a lot of space, and then working it all out. And it's such a beautiful opportunity to move forward in our community. And I really believe the Volcano Stadium is a treasure in our community, just because this is the first time I've met you and I've talked to your dad, but I've not met your parents yet. But just your reputation in this community is phenomenal, of what you've given back and how you are a beacon, your family has been in this community. We certainly appreciate that. And I want to talk a little bit when we get back from this break. I want to ask you a little bit of a talk about how you've made those lemonade out of lemons and what kinds of things you did to sustain through the COVID, because I think people will be encouraged by that to hear your story. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSL. Friends, I've got Mickey Walker in the studio. Yes, Volcano Stadium. Guess what? Baseball on the horizon. I am so excited about that. Looking forward to attending my first game on May 13th. Hope you'll be there as well. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, and I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Sunderland Insurance, with Country Financial, for being a morning show sponsor. If you have any insurance needs for your personal life, your business, I encourage you to get a hold of Bill. SunderlandAgency.com. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. Continuing the conversation this morning, we're all things baseball, which I haven't really talked about. I know I've talked with you all mostly about my passion about riding motorcycles. I love riding motorcycles, and we've traveled all around the country, Harley Davidson, But I haven't really talked about my baseball passion, and I'm so excited to be back here in Salem to attend a baseball game. And I've got Mickey Walker in the studio with me. Mickey, I'm putting myself back a year, okay? A year ago, moving back to Salem, I'm like so excited about baseball because I have these fond memories of growing up, going to baseball games, going to the Salem Senator games, and hanging out and watching great baseball take place right here. And I'm thinking of you all, where were you a year ago? I mean, when was your season going to kick off? And how did you handle the news that COVID was shutting everything down?
Absolutely. I mean, we were well into our planning for our 2020 season. As I mentioned, we were getting ready to unveil our COPA name, the Campesinos, and that was a big deal for us that we were working on back then. And by this point, we had heard the news that Major League Baseball was planning to contract 25% of teams. So there was a little bit of a vibe that this could be our last season affiliated, the 2020 season. So we were trying to make it as special and as great as possible and show Major League Baseball that this community cares and this community deserves to have baseball around. And now as we got closer and COVID started to ramp up and these closures started to hit, I don't know if we really ever thought that it was going to affect us until maybe even April or May. We kind of held out hope that it was really only going to be a two-week shutdown.
Right.
Or it was really only going to be a month shutdown and then things would get back to normal. And here we are now in 2021, still not back to normal, you know, a year later. So we were a little bit naive as to how things were going to play out. But, you know, we got into May and June, realized that, you know, we're not going to have a season. Exactly, exactly. Like, what are we going to do now? And so we tried to come up with some creative ways to still bring in some revenue and to still utilize the stadium. I mean, there's no reason for a baseball stadium to sit empty all summer. That just seems like a sin. So one of the first ideas that we came up with was to list the stadium on Airbnb. And that idea actually came from the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. I woke up one morning and was just scrolling on Twitter, actually, and saw that Pensacola listed their stadium on Airbnb. I called Jerry. I said, Dad, we have to do this. We have to do it. And you know, maybe 20 minutes later, we were listed on Airbnb.
Awesome.
And, you know, we were so fast, actually, that Baseball America called us and thought that we were first and not Pensacola. And I would have loved to have been able to take in credit for that idea. But that's how we actually came up with that idea. And that was wildly successful. I think we probably booked well over 50 to 70 Airbnbs. And so that was our first idea. And that worked really well for us. And we actually still have some open dates if people want to do that. Obviously, the summer is tough, but we're still booking dates and things
like
that.
Great idea. So for some of our listeners who still want me to give phone numbers and they're not online or whatever, they may be familiar with the concept of Airbnb. Give them some details of the kinds of things that it was rented for and what you did through Airbnb.
Yeah, so it was rented for, I mean, just such a wide variety of things. Everything from just a few friends coming out that wanted to have a good time to birthday parties, to bachelor parties. We even had some youth baseball teams rented and then play games on the field, spend the night in the clubhouse. And so, I mean, there was just such a wide variety of things that it was rented for. And that was really fun. I mean, we allowed them access to basically the entire facility from the field to the home team clubhouse to our 5,000 square foot hitting facility. The field was really theirs. We even allowed them access to the speakers in the stadium, so they were able to play their music through the speakers.
I love it.
And it was really quite the fun experience. And that that was something that was really special. And it was really cool to be involved with it and see these groups come in and kind of see the awe in their eye and see how much they really enjoyed it. And so that was really fun.
The beautiful thing about all the acreage there is you had the space, right? When you're talking about COVID guidelines and all of that, you could accomplish that for these folks. And yet it still gave them an outlet to be with their family and their close-knit people that they wanted to celebrate with. That's a phenomenal idea. And I'm glad to hear that you're still continuing on. You did some other things too. You did some other community events, which we're going to go to a break here shortly. So we'll get into that. I want to ask you about your community events and your partnerships and other things that you did in the other space, not in the stadium, but outside the stadium. And if someone wanted to look you up, if they have access, how do they find you on the Airbnb? Just put in Volcano Stadium?
Yeah, Volcano Stadium. If you just go to Airbnb and you search Volcano Volcano Stadium, and it'll come up pretty quickly for you.
Oh, that's incredible. And you can do it by one night, two nights, three nights, yep. however long
if you want it for a week, we might have to find an open week for you, but it's possible.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and I know there are a lot of nonprofits that had to change some things about how they did fundraising, and I don't know. I think that there's some things in the future here, potentially, for some of these nonprofits even to work with you all and rent out space for their
Absolutely.
Activities and the things that they do. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to remind you, friends, we've got some community events coming up that we need to get registered for, and I'm excited to share with you about Chris Ann Hall coming to town. Of course, she was on the radio with me yesterday, and she's coming to town doing a training, talking to us about our rights and our constitutional rights, giving us a history lesson, but how do we work in these current times, these turbulent times that we're living in right now, and all the regulations and restrictions, how do we guarantee and stand up for ourselves and our rights? So go to theriverNW.com and get registered for this training. And I think it'll be a great time. Also, the chief of police, they're doing a virtual breakfast coming up, SalemPoliceFoundation.org. Get registered today. That'll be February 18th. That'll be a great time as well. And I want to remind you, if you have something coming up in your community, if you have a church, nonprofit, organization type event that you are doing, I encourage you to let us know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Send that to me. I'd love to share that with our listeners, and certainly I'd like to attend as well. Knowing what's going on in the community, staying connected, getting encouraged is what we're all about. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Friday and every day. We will be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Oh, yes. Thanking God it's Friday. Woohoo! Oh, I want to say thank you to our producer, Phil, who's behind the scenes trying to help us with our sound quality. And I appreciate your feedback and when you're letting us know that that you're listening on your phone and it's going in and out and different things. We have some challenges streaming online. And I want to remind your friends just to refresh your phone or refresh the Alexa app, things like that, because sometimes those links, I don't know how it all works. In fact, Phil was trying to explain to me and I was getting the deer in the headlights look how this works, you know. But we certainly appreciate you listening on your phone and streaming online on our website and certainly on the air at 1220 AM and 104.3 FM. Thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you in your real estate needs. If you're thinking about selling, if you want an estimate on what your house would sell for, I'm telling you, there is a need for homes on the market. If you're thinking about buying a home, you definitely want a realtor because they're going really fast. So give Dave and Paige Smith a call, 503-939-7099. We are talking all things baseball today, and I'm so pleased to have Mickey Walker in the stadium, or in my stadium, my studio, talking about the Volcano Stadium and baseball. May 13th, that's the start, right?
That's right, that's right. It's getting here fast.
So who plays first?
It's going to be the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes versus the Portland Mavericks on opening night.
Yeah,
quite fun.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I lived for many years in South Dakota. We had like the American Legion and the Babe Ruth, you know, and that competitive as you go through high school and into it's some, but not even really college ball in our area. However, we had hockey. And they built a big hockey. And it's so fun to have that local sports team that you can really get behind. And so we're excited to have this May 13th kickoff date. Not quite sure how that's all going to look, right, as far as, you know, the stadium and how many tickets. But they can go to your website right now. And that is, what is that again, the website?
MavericksIndependentLeague.com. And all of our information's on there, our schedule and all of our press releases, everything like that. Anything they would like to know about the league or the four teams in it, they can find it on MavericksIndependentLeague.com.
I love it. And we'll put a link up on our Facebook page and of course, in the podcast from today that you can grab friends and share with your family and members. I just think it's incredible. And you have done some things over the COVID lockdown or shutdown. You've been able to maintain and still be a community asset and a resource. You've done some things in your parking lot. We talked about the Airbnb and things you've done in the stadium and on the field. And now let's shift a little bit of kinds of things you've done out in your parking lot to be a resource to the community.
Absolutely. So we've done some community markets out in the parking lot, and those have been extremely successful for us so far. And basically what we do is we bring in outside vendors, similar to a farmer's market, except instead of produce, it was, you know, basically everything you could think of. I mean, we had just so many great variety of vendors out, and, you know, we just opened it up. We spread everyone out for social distancing, took up a larger part of our parking lot for it, and just allowed the local community to come in and help support these small vendors. Right? I mean, these small vendors are struggling with COVID, and many of them are small businesses that are just looking for somewhere to be able to sell their product. If their businesses were closed, they were able to come into the parking lot and set up a booth and sell their product. And it was very fun. And the first one or the second one we had was actually in combination with one of the other fun things we did at the stadium and community events we did, which was a senior weekend that we did July 31st and August 1st and 2nd. And as everyone knows, all the high school baseball seniors, they lost their baseball seasons because of COVID. So we invited every single senior baseball player in the state to come out into Volcano Stadium to play a couple of games so they could still feel like they got to play a little bit their senior season. We gave them a full senior day celebration.
I love it.
Just like they would have had at their high schools had they been able to play. We were able to pair that up with one of the community markets, and it really became an entire community event. You know, we had some local news stations come out and cover it. And it was something that was really fun. And so that was kind of one of the highlights or the pinnacles of the summer things that we did was the community market and, you know, the senior weekend inside the stadium. I really couldn't get much more fun than that.
Well, and that's exactly looking at those losses, tremendous losses throughout our high schools and communities throughout the whole state. One of the things that I saw just yesterday, and I should bring it up and actually read from it, but it's a letter to the governor from the athletics. So, you know, people pushing that we need to get going again with athletics. And it they used a Nike from the 90s. You might have saw this, or if not, I'll get it to you. It talked about Nike, a statement about how on girls that all of this, if girls are involved in sports, they're going to stand up for themselves. They're not going to be an abusive. If girls played, you know, all the mental health aspects of why sports were important and allowing and getting behind women in sports was important in the 90s. This was this whole write up. And what they were saying was kids in sports, they need sports. It's a good outlet. It's a healthy outlet. We need to get going again with getting our sports associations and get them scheduled. Get them on the schedule. Let's move ahead. And I will even say with adults, you know, for us, you know, I know for me in my own life, not being able to go to the gym, that has been tough. And in this particular climate, this time of year, it's harder to do the walking and the other things that it is the other times of year. So that mental health of baseball or the mental health of even going to a game and having that opportunity to celebrate and have community is huge. And we don't realize it until it's not there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a... Right now, it's just a little bit of at least you feel like you're getting back to normal, right? And I mean, I coach at McNary High School. And so, I mean, I was very close to the high schoolers and the seniors that had to experience this. And it was very devastating for many of these guys because they lost their last opportunity to play competitive baseball. If you really think about it, many of them aren't going to go on to play college baseball.
Right.
So this was their very last chance to play any type of baseball. And unfortunately, it was taken away from them. So, you know, it's tough. And you know, that's part of the reason why we've been focusing so much on these community aspects and being involved with the local mm-hmm. businesses and just small businesses in the area. With, you know, how hard COVID has hit them, you know, we've really kind of changed our focus as we go into 2021 as far as our marketing packages mm-hmm. and sponsorships go. We really want to focus small, be local. And
love
so
it.
We've put together a variety of different packages that are specifically for small and local businesses.
Good.
Packages that have never been available to them before, just to help them get involved and hopefully like just a little kickstart for everyone involved. So we're just looking to partner as much as possible and hopefully be able to find, you know, things that are mutually beneficial to help small businesses get back up on their feet, just like we are, just like we did with the community market. Mm-hmm. And now with hopefully some sponsorships going into the Mavericks League season in 2021.
I love it. So what kinds of opportunities, like I'm guessing you have billboards mm-hmm. and you have your typical programs and things like that. What ways can businesses sponsor your events?
Absolutely. So we have all of our typical ones, which, you know, are billboards, our streaming ads, social media ads, mm-hmm. of course. And then now we're going to be able to do some special things like sponsoring a player. And that's something that we've never been able to do before. So you can actually sponsor a player that's going to be on one of the teams. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's going to be a little bit different. And, you know, you can sponsor a team actually as well. So if you want to be a sponsor of the Portland Mavericks or of the Volcanoes, you can specifically sponsor a team. So there's just a variety of different things that are just opening it up that make it more accessible for small and local businesses. And we're really excited about that aspect going into the summer.
And then your typical probably renting a box or having a box for your corporate group on the higher end, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Those are those available as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have sky boxes available for $15,000 for the whole season. And we're mm-hmm. talking 96 game season.
Wow.
It seats 12 people in the mm-hmm. sky box. Works out to just a little bit over, I mean, right around $150 per game, which if you break that down per ticket, I mean, you're talking just over $10 per ticket to be in a skybox, a premium skybox.
That's incredible.
It's really a great deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Those prices compared to the hockey where I came from are really good deal. Plus, I don't know, in your skybox, it's just nice to have your own space. And if you're a corporation, here's something. If you have a big business and you're listening this morning and you want to have a skybox, maybe you're not going to make all 96 games, but you can give those tickets away to your employees and their families. It's just another perk that you can give as a business owner. And I've watched that over the years, mostly in the hockey games back in South Dakota. So if they're interested in that, do they get a hold of you directly, or is there someone in marketing that they get a hold of?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me directly. If mm-hmm. they just call into the stadium, our number is 503-390-2225. That's where we take most of our inquiries. Mm-hmm. They can also email us at mavericksleague2021.com for more information. But we have a variety of different you know, packages and things available. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a skybox for the whole year. You can just do a skybox for a night, and I mean that's just $300 for 12 tickets. It's about $25 a ticket for the best seats in the house, you know, personal waiter waitress services mm-hmm. up in the skybox. It really is a great deal, and we have a variety of different packages available to accommodate any size business, and that's what we're looking to do.
When I lived for a few years in Northwest Arkansas, they had a baseball stadium mm-hmm. there, and we had motorcycle night, actually. I can't believe they allowed actually the motorcycles to come down on the grass, they had it and they rode around on that. I'm looking at it here, probably on the brown part, and then they parked kind of in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And it was they sponsored that night. It was the local motorcycle group. I don't know if it was the Hog Chapter Harley owners group or what, but then they honored veterans too. So there's probably a way that if you wanted a night, right, you could sponsor a night. Or you have
Absolutely.
A theme and that kind of thing. So we're just being all creative this morning with ways to get involved and engage.
That's
right?
What it's all about is that mm-hmm. creativity. And, you know, we can do a ton of those different things now because we're independent and not affiliated with Major League or Minor League Baseball in the Northwest League. So we can get creative and try to do these fun things to get more community involvement more than ever before.
I love it. I think that's a great opportunity, friends, for us to show up, support a wonderful, wonderful family who who's really been in the trenches like all the rest of us trying to get through COVID. And I want to say thank you. I know your family has been very supportive of Kicking Cancer and have had some events too in that arena. And I'm very thankful. I'm newly on the board. I'm very thankful for that.
Oh, great.
And
yeah.
You usually have like some events planned around that as well. Do you have any dates set for any of that yet in the future?
I don't believe we have any dates firmly set upcoming, mm-hmm. but one of the really cool ones that we did just a couple of months ago was a walk around the parking lot.
I love
and
it.
And that was really fun with Kicking Cancer.
An honoring thing, right?
Yes, it was.
Well, we're so glad to have you in the studio. We've got one more segment. I want to talk a little bit more about the actual game of baseball and how someone becomes a player, all right? So we're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this Friday. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Stepping on my way. Good morning.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Another community event I want to mention. I just got this information, and you may or may not know that 40 Days for Life is kicking off again. And this is typically something they do up through Easter time, and there is a rally. The 40 days will be February 17th through March 28th, and there's a kickoff rally Sunday, February 14th near Planned Parenthood, 40daysforlife.com. You can find out more details, and we'll be talking a little bit more. Maybe we can get someone on the air to talk a little bit more about that. We're in the studio here talking with Mickey Walker. We're talking everything baseball as the Volcano Stadium has made this a little bit of a shift. Well, actually, it's a major shift to more of a local focus. And you're independent now. And you and I were talking kind of off air. I remember with my brothers growing up, they were collectors of baseball cards. And that was a pretty big deal, you know. And it built the excitement and the momentum with baseball. And I think that's something that's kind of not really as popular, right?
Not as much as it used to be. Mm-hmm. Like I said off air, my father has about a garage just full of baseball mm-hmm. cards from his youth, and I don't remember baseball cards ever having that significance
right.
to me.
We used to get bubble gum in a package that had baseball cards in it, and I remember my brothers all excited or not so excited because they'd already had it, you know, or whatever. But I have to admit, that's the most I know about kind of the business of baseball is baseball cards. Tell me a little bit about how does someone get, let's just say, they do well in high school, they're an all-star, mm-hmm. you know, in high school, and then how do they go from there to, you know, major league playing for the Dodgers
sure.
or the Yankees or whatever? How does that work?
Yeah, so oftentimes the players will go on to play in college or they can be drafted out of high school, but ultimately what happens is Major League Baseball drafts each of the teams. They get 20 draft picks. So mm-hmm. it used to be 40. Now going on, part of all of what Major League Baseball changed, they also shortened the draft. So there's only going to be 20 rounds of the draft going forward. But basically each team has 20 opportunities to draft who they feel are the 20 best baseball players in the United States, who mm-hmm. they feel at that time is available still in the draft, whether that be college players, junior college players, or high school players. And so after they're drafted, they end up in the minor leagues. Rarely does anyone go straight from the draft to the major league. Mm-hmm. So they start out in the minor leagues, and then they work their way through the minor leagues. There's four or five different levels, from short season single A to long season single A to double A to triple A, then eventually to the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So now when independent baseball comes into play, is what we're going to be looking for the players on our teams are the high-level players who expected to get drafted and didn't, now mm-hmm. that the draft is only half as long as it used to be, or the guys who were drafted by a major league team but recently were released, made it up, you know, to double or triple A baseball, were great baseball players,
mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, Major League Baseball felt that they were done with them, and so they would release them. And so now they're playing independent of Major League Baseball, but it's still extremely high-level baseball. It's just just not associated or affiliated with Major League Baseball.
Oh, that really explains it. I know that there's been some movies where you have the talented baseball player mm-hmm. who is a walk-on.
Right.
You know, do they still invite people to camp and training and all of that and potentially the opportunity to make it without being drafted? Is there still that opportunity?
They absolutely do. It's not quite the same as it was back in, you know, the 80s or 90s mm-hmm. where they'd used to host these open tryouts and big tryouts and things like that. Each individual teams generally host their own tryouts now. So a lot of times they have, you know, eyes around the country on players as like, this guy's close to maybe being good mm-hmm. enough to get drafted, but not quite. But we'll invite him and, you know, 100 other of his closest friends or,
right,
you know, the
right.
100 other players that they think are close to come down and
okay.
try out. And if they think they're possibly good enough, they might still sign them as an undrafted free agent.
Oh, I got it. So yeah. So it's quite the business of baseball mm-hmm. behind the scenes that I know I certainly didn't know, and it's good for our listeners to kind of understand
absolutely.
How that works. And so here, when we have this game on May 13th, kickoff game, with, you said the Portland, is it the Mavericks?
That's right.
Okay, and then the Kaiser Volcanoes,
yeah.
right? They're going to kick it off, and each team then has about how many players?
About 22 players each.
Okay,
yeah.
okay, yeah. okay. And so you usually have your first line pitcher and your second line, right?
That's 100% mm-hmm. right. We'll be finding those things out pretty quick, you know, where, you know, how talented our players are, and it'll be quite fun to, you know, see these guys out there playing on the field, and many of them will be playing purely for the love of the game to keep their dream alive.
So practicing, they practice our this is the home team for the Volcanoes,
mm-hmm.
so they do a lot of practices there at the stadium, or do they practice elsewhere?
So we're going to open up the stadium and the facility for our players to practice as they like. We,
mm-hmm.
we don't really you know, we leave it up to the coaches and stuff for
mm-hmm.
mandating practices, but we also want these guys to be able to work jobs to make ends meet, be
sure.
involved in the community, do these other things that you know, are important to being able to live a normal life,
right,
and so
right.
That's we're also making that available so that
okay.
there's not these, you know, mandated, you know, 14-hour bus rides,
yes.
you know, 2 hours of waits in the morning type
mm-hmm.
of thing. So there's a lot of benefits to not traveling at all and playing all of our games out of one
well,
stadium.
Well, and you answer the question, this is something almost like a part-time job. They're still part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They're still engaged in their profession. This is like a paid hobby in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, it's, you know, it allows these guys to, you know, set roots down a little
mm-hmm.
bit. When you're playing in minor league baseball or even college wood bat baseball across the country, you're driving all over
mm-hmm.
the place. You have crazy home stands, you know, 7 days at home, but then, you know, 14 days on the road type
yes.
of thing with many bus rides. And
mm-hmm.
you can never really set your roots down or make that really a permanent situation. Here, this will allow the guys to get jobs if they like. Some of them
oh,
may
yeah.
not need, but they'll be able to get jobs and know that they don't have to have these 14-hour bus
right.
rides. And so that's something that we're helping on our side facilitate for many of our guys who are looking for jobs or who are looking to just be able to work part-time to make ends meet while they play this summer. So
I
that's
love
something
it.
We're helping them do.
So it's a win-win all the way around.
That's
where
right.
they're actually connected to the community.
Exactly.
And we can support them and encourage them and get to know them and their families as well. That's incredible. What is the typical age range of a baseball player?
Sure. So the typical age range that we've been looking at for this week's probably between 18 and 35 or so,
okay.
With the vast majority probably being more in the mid to upper 20s range.
I love it. I love it. I just think it's incredible. I know you played baseball.
I did.
Did you play in college a little bit?
I did. I played 4 years in college.
And
so
what positions?
I was a pitcher.
Woo!
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I played fast pitch, and I was catcher in center field. But when I graduated up, as I got older and had a family, to, you know, the softball leagues,
uh-huh.
you know, the slow pitch, I actually became a slow pitch pitcher, which is a whole different thing, you
it's,
know.
It's pretty challenging,
it
actually,
is
those
challenging.
Slow pitch.
Yeah. yeah, in the 40s and older, and maybe they have softball leagues around here, you know, with COVID,
right.
I don't have no idea, but I know those 40 and over leagues get to be still pretty competitive, and so I'm excited to attend this baseball game on May 13th and be a part of, and you said there's 96 games?
That's right. 48
wow.
for each team, and that equals 96 total throughout the summer.
So what day days of the week then would they have baseball here?
There's going to be one game Thursday night, one game Friday night, and then two games on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. A 1 o'clock afternoon game and a 6:35 night game.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. So nationally, Major League Baseball, do you have a favorite team?
So, you know, we were affiliated with the Giants for 23 years. So, you know, I always say I bleed orange and black. So.
I love it. I love it. Well, I am certainly glad that you came in to talk baseball with me today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wishing you all the best. Please keep us updated on what you got going on, okay?
Absolutely will all do. Right. Thank you so much have for having me on.
Have a wonderful weekend and tell your parents hi for me, okay?
Will do.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Nothing more American than baseball, right? Have a wonderful weekend, my friends. Let's support the Volcanoes this season as they open up and get back to playing baseball. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to listen to this podcast later and share it with your friends and family at KSLM.news. Have a fantastic day. God, let us please, 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 please.